B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're going to start at the Mishnah, at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, we're starting a new perek. Just a very short introduction. In the previous prokim, we've learned that in order to be chayev for carrying from one domain to the next, either from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, the act of carrying has to be a significant one. He has to carry something significant, something of value. And we've seen basic rules that anything of liquid, fluids, drinks, generally the measurement is a revius. If it's food items, then it's the size of a gregress, the size, the volume of a dried fig. And we've seen other rules and many exceptions. Over here in this perek, we're going to learn about a different type of exception. The Gemara previously has touched on it, and we're going to learn inside now. The rule of this mission is going to be that if you, as being the owner of a particular item, value and give significance to something, even though the rest of the world would say it's such a small measurement, and therefore it's insignificant, if you give it value, then you're going to be chayev if you carry it. And the question will be, if you as the owner give it value and somebody else carries it, if that means the other person is chayev or not, we're going to see a machlokas about that in the Gemara. Now, the basic way that we can determine whether something is valuable for and significant for the owner is whether he would store it away for a particular use. So generally, people would keep different items for whatever, according to the measurements we've discussed, a food item. Typically, a person would not store away a food item or preserve a food item that is smaller than the size of a gregress, etc. If somebody chose to put aside a food item that's smaller, then he's shown by putting it away that he has given it significance. And then if he takes it out of its hiding place, out of its storage, and he carries it, then he will be chayev. And we're going to see that intrinsically speaking, the very fact that you carry something with a particular intent, a significant intent, even if you did not first store it away, you'll also be chayev for the very fact that you are giving this significance. If you just take one little seed, for example, and you just carry it out without giving it too much thought, that's too little to be significant. But if you stored it away, or even if you did not store it away, but you carried it with the intent of planting it, the fact that you're going out of your way to plant even a single seed means that this is a significant act of carrying, and you should be chayev. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Hamatznia, if somebody stored away lezera, any amount in order to plant. Uladugma, or he puts it aside, he's going to use it as a sample to show people. Ularafua, or he wants to use it for medical purposes. Vahoitzioi b'Shabbos, and he takes it out of its storage place and carries it on Shabbos. Chayev is going to be chayev b'kol shehu, even if he takes out and carries just a minimum amount. V'chol odom, other people, however, ein chayev olov elo kushiuroi. Other people will only be chayev if they carry the amount which has been prescribed previously in the Mishnayos, as we discussed. Chozar v'chnisoi, if this person who gave value and significance to a very small amount, he stored just a single seed, and he then carried out this seed with the intent of planting it, he should be chayev. And then he changed his mind, and he said, I'm not going to plant it. At this point, it's got the same value as for anybody else, because he's no longer intending to use it for the purpose that he had initially decided, and therefore he's not given it value, or he no longer gives it value. And therefore, regarding bringing it back in, if he took it out of his house in order to plant one seed, he'll be chayev. If he then changed his mind and brought it back into the house, then since now it no longer has value to him, a single seed, he will not be chayev. Chozar v'echnisay eine chayev elu kishiuro, he's only going to be chayev if he brings in, back in, the prescribed amount. Says the Gemara, Lomo leile misni Hamatznia. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us we're talking about somebody that first stored it away and then took it out of storage and carried it? Listening, the Mishnah for the same token could have said, Hamoitzi, if somebody carries, he takes out from the Rishus Hayochid into the Rishus Harabim, Lizraya, in order to plant, Ula Dugma, or in order to use as a sample to show people, Ula Rafua, or in order to use for medical purposes, Chayev B'kol Shehu, the very fact that he's carried it for a significant purpose, he's going to be Chayev, even a very small amount. Omar Abaye explains as follows, Hocha B'mayo Skinon, the Mishnah is talking about a particular case. Kegoyin Sheit Snioi, he stored it away for a particular purpose. He had a reason to store away even that small amount of whatever item he put away. V'shochach l'mayit snioi, and he forgot for what he had put it away. V'hashta komapik le'stoma, and now he's taking it out of his rishus, stoma, with no particular intent. He's just assuming that this is something of value. I put it away, I stored it away with intent of using it for something of significance, and now I'm taking it from one home to the next through the rishus harabim, but it still has that significance. So that's the question that we're discussing now. Does it still have that significance because it was put away initially for a significant reason, just temporarily he's forgotten what for? Ma'od etayma, I may have thought, bitulei bot l'machshavtoi, his initial intent, his original intent has become nullified because he doesn't remember what it was for, and carrying it now is as if he's carrying something with no intent, and then if it's too small, if it's less than the prescribed amount, he'll be potter. Komash Malon, the Mishnah is telling us, nonetheless chayev. If you stored it away for a significant reason, even if you don't remember at the moment what that reason is, it's still significant, and if you carry it, you'll be chayev. And the Gemara explains, Kol ha'oisa, anyone who does something, al das rishoynahu oisa, he's doing it based on his original intent, and since his original intent gave this significance, and he hasn't had reason yet to undo that significance, he's just forgotten what it was for the time being, therefore it's al das rishoynahu oisa, and carrying it, he'll be chayev on Shabbos, and we're going to get back to this in a couple of lines. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Mechayev hoyo Reb Meir af b'moitzi chito achas lezriya. Reb Meir actually was Mechayev, somebody who took out a single kernel of wheat in order to plant it with the intent of planting it. And Reb Meir said he's Chayev because he gave it significance. He was intending on planting it. And therefore he's Chayev, as it says in the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah, Hamatznia lezera, is chayev b'kol shu, asks the Gemara, pshita, kol shu tnan, what are you, Reb Meir, trying to say? More accurately, what are you, Reb Yehuda Mashmuel, trying to say in the name of Reb Meir? Our Mishnah, and this Mishnah does not have the name of an author in it, and therefore we assume that the Mishnah itself is Reb Meir, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. What are you, Reb Yehuda Mashmuel, trying to teach us? We saw it in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'u detema kol shu. La'afuke migregrus, it's only to say that it doesn't need a gregrus as with other food items. It doesn't need the volume of a dried fig. Ula'oilom ad-de'ike kazayis, but the Mishnah is not coming to say that even if you carry less than the size of a kazayis, that you're also going to be chayev. Komash malon, that's what Rav Yehuda Mashmul was saying in the name of Rav Meir, that even a single kernel of wheat, he's going to be chayev. And when the Mishnah says kol shehu, it means it in its very literal form, even the smallest amount. Continues the Gemara, and we're going back to what we learnt on the second line of the Amud, that kol ha'oise al das rishoynahu oise. If somebody carries on Shabbos, he's doing it to follow his original intent, and since what we discussed before, that his original intent was that it was significant, he had stored it away, and now he's taken it out of storage and carried it someplace, he's still going to be chayev, even though at the point of carrying, he did not remember what the significance was. Maskev lo Rav Yitzchok Breider of Yehuda. We're going to ask a question on this. Ela me'ata, are you suggesting? Chishev lahoitzi kol beisoi. If somebody decided that he was going to remove all the contents of his home in one go, in one act of taking out, Hochanami delay mechayev ademafik lekulei? Are you going to suggest he's only going to be chayev if he does what his original intent was, which is to take out the entire contents of his home in one act of taking out? Can that be true? Says the Gemara, no. Hosom botlo daitoy etzel kol odom. Over there, in the case of carrying out the entire contents of his home, then his intention is bottle, is like nullified, because every normal person in the world knows that there's significance of carrying out even just part of a person's contents of his home. There's no reason in the world that only taking out the entire contents of his home in one go, that should be significant. And therefore, we totally disregard his intent. However, what we were discussing before, there are people who give significance to even just a very small amount of, let's for example talk about the seeds. There are those people who will plant even a single kernel of wheat, and therefore if this particular person decided that he wants to take out just one kernel, or whatever the other case is going to be that we said before, somebody who stored away a very small amount of any item, he's just forgotten why he stored it away, but some people would store away even that small amount, therefore he's going to be chayev. And we don't say botlo daito, it's al kol odom. It's not an unreasonable thing to assume that there should be significance on even a very small amount or measure of taking out an item. It is, however, unreasonable to assume that to remove the entire contents of a person's house, that's what is significant, and less than that is insignificant. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that even if somebody stored away or carried something with an intent of giving significance, even to a small measure, that's only for the person that stored it away. For somebody else, he will only be chayev if he carries the prescribed measurement that we've discussed previously. Says the Gemara, Masnis into Loik Reb Shimon ben Elozo. This is not like Reb Shimon ben Elozo, and we already saw this on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. The Tanya we learned in Abraisa, Klal Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozo. Reb Shimon ben Elozo told us a rule. Kol she'enoi kosher la'tznioi, anything which is not fit to be stored away. Ve'ein matznien kamoihu, or it's an item that people generally do not store away. V'huchshar lezeh ve'tznioi, and this particular person did see it fit to store it away. Ubo achir v'hoitzi, and somebody else came and took out that particular item and carried it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, nischayev zeh b'machshav teishel zeh. Since the owner designated it for something significant, it's now considered significant for anybody who's going to carry it, and even if somebody else carries it, they will be chayev, even though it's a very small amount. And that's contrary to what it says in our Mishnah. He's arguing with what it says in our Mishnah, that it's only v'chol odom in chayev olav elokesh yuroi, that anybody else will only be chayev if he carries the full amount, if he takes out the full amount. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Omar of Nachman. Hoitzi kegroigres leachilo v'nimlach olov lezriah. Before we continue, just a very short introduction. We know that in order to be chayev for carrying from one rishus to another, you have to do an akira, you have to lift it off the ground, the table, whatever it is, you have to lift it up in one rishus, take it out, do the ha'avora from either Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, and then you have to do Hanocha, you actually have to place it down in the other Rishus, in the opposite domain, and only then he'll be Chayev for Hoitzah. The question is, what happens if when he lifted it up, Hoitzi, and took it out, Kegregres La'achila? It was the size of a dried fig, and he took it out with the intent of eating it. V'nimlach olel, before he put it down, he changed his mind and decided he was not going to eat it, he was going to plant it, and then he put it down. So the hanocha was not with the same intention as he did the akira. Inami, or another scenario, lizria, when he lifted it up and took it out, he took it out with the intent of planting it. V'nimlach olel, and then he changed his mind, la'achila, and he decided he was going to eat it, and then he put it down. In those cases, chayev. Rava says in the name of Rav Nachman, he's going to be chayev, even though the akira and the anocha were not done with the same intent. Says the Gemara, pshita, it's poshut in the case that you, Rava, said in the name of Rav Nachman, it's clear that he's going to be chayiv. There's no chiddush here. Why? Zil hocha ikashiura. V'zil hocha ikashiura. How much did he carry out? He carried out the size of a dried fig. And he lifted up the size of a dried fig, and he put down the size of a dried fig, and it doesn't matter whether his intent was to eat it or his intent was to plant it. Either way, you've got enough of a shiur. You did an akira with a measurement that would be chayev for the akira that was done with the intent that you did the akira, and you did a hanocha with a measurement that would be chayev, that would be enough for the with the intent that you put it down with. Says the Gemara, no. You're right as far as the measurements are concerned, that either way I had enough. It was enough of a measure. However, ma'udotei ma'ayma, I've thought, ba'inon akira v'anocha b'chota machshava, that in order to be chayav for a single malocha of hoitzah, which needs an akira and a hanocha, we may have thought that both the akira and the hanocha have to have a similar intent. V'holeka, and in this case, the intent was not the same. He did one with the intent of planting and the other with the intent of eating. Komash malon, that's what Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, that even though nonetheless he's going to be chayev, even though the intentions were not the same. Obviously providing that the shiurim were enough that he should be chayev, and in this case where he did this act of hoitzah with this enough food, with the size of a dried fig, he's going to be chayev. Continues the Gemara, Boya Rava. Rava asked the following question. Hoitzi chetzi greigras lizria. We know that in order, if you want to eat a food product, it's only called significant if you carry it, if you take it from one rishus to another, if it's the size of a dried fig. However, to plant, we saw in our Mishnah, it's even kolchehu. So this person here, he took out, he lifted up and took out from one rishus to another just the size of half a dried fig, but he did it with the intent of supplanting it. So that should be chayiv. We have to still see what happens with the akira. We're sorry, with the hanocha. Says the Gemara, v'tiftach, v'tifcho. This half the size of a greigras, it's swelled up, and now it's the full size of a dried fig. V'nimlach oleo la'achila. And then he changed his mind, and he said, I'm going to eat it. And then he did the hanocha, and then he put it down. So he did an akira with the intent of planting, and he had enough in his hand to plant. Half a greigras is more than enough. And then, when he did the hanocha, it was with the intent of eating, and the size of this item, when he put it down, was the size of a greigras, which is enough for eating. Mahu, what's the halocha? Imtim tzuloima, are you going to say, hosom, that over there, in the case of Rav Nachman, that we mentioned before, Huda mechayev, over there, the reason he's chayev, the zil hocha ikashiura. Vazil hocha ikashiura. He had enough. Before, in the case of Rav Nachman, we were talking about he was carrying the size of a full greigras, and therefore, either way, he had enough of a shiur, both when he did the akira and the hanocha, which means that even when he did the akira or hanocha with the intent of eating or with the intent of planting, he had enough for both of those intentions right from the beginning. The whole malacha was done with enough. That means even when he did an akira with the intent of planting, he had enough in his hand to conform with his intention of the hanocha, which was to eat. And even though when he did the akira, he may have done it with the intent of planting, he had enough. He had a greigras amount, which is enough to comply with the intention he had when he did the hanocha. Right through the malacha, he had enough for both of his intentions. Hocha, however, in our case, kiven de beidne de afka, loyhava be shiur achila. What was his intention when he did the hanocha, when he put it down? His intentions was to eat. Relative to eating, you need a greigras. Now this hanocha needs an akira. When you did the akira, you didn't have enough that would have been enough for carrying with the intent of achila. Because when you did the akira, you only had a size of half a greigras. So maybe loy mechayev, maybe he's not going to be chayev. Oy dilma, or no. Maybe kiven de ilu ishtik, v'loy choshev olay mechayev, I may have thought that at the end of the day, when I did my Akira, it was with the intent of planting it. Had I continued with that intent, if I would have not had a new intention, if I wouldn't have changed my mind, I would have continued doing the malacha, then since I intended to plant it, half a gregress is enough. So if I do a hanocha now, I'll be chayev. So you see that the akira is a significant akira to be chayev on Shabbos. So I may have thought that since if he's given to ilu ishtik, if I'm going to be quiet and not have a new intent, mechayev amachshava de zriya, then I'm going to be chayev for that original intent of zriya when I did the akira. Hashtanami now also will allow ourselves to include that akira, even though before I did the hanocha, I changed my mind, mechayev, and it's going to be chayev, or not. V'im tim tzuleiman, if you're going to say, kiven de'ilu ishtik, v'loi choshiv olei mechayev, amachshov adezriya, hashtanami mechayev, if you're going to say that you are chayev, and the reason you're chayev is because when you did the akira, it was a good akira, it was an akira that was complying with the halachas of Shabbos, and that is that, or complying with the issa of Haitzah, and that is that with the intent of planting, and I had enough in my hand for planting. I had half a gregress. I only need one seed if I'm going to intend to plant it. I had half a gregress worth of seeds. Then, and that's why I'm chayev, and even if I changed my mind after it swelled up and became the size of a gregress, and then I had the intent to eat it, but nonetheless, the original small measure is still significant because at the time I did it with the intent of planting. What's going to be in the following case? Hoitzi ka gregress. If when he lifted it up, he had a full gregress in his hand, and he took it, and he lifted it up and took it out, la'achila, with the intent of eating it. V'tzomka. And then it shrank, and now it's smaller than the size of a gregress. V'nim lecholei olozriya. And then he changed his mind and said, I'm not going to eat it, I'm going to plant it. Mahu. Then what's the halacha here? Hocha vaday ki ishtek amachshava kamaisa loy mechayev. Here it's clear that if he does not change his mind and he still intends to eat it, that he's not going to be chayev because the amount you need to take out with the intent of eating is a gregress. And even though when you did the akira you had the size of a gregress, but it shrank before you did the anocha. So you will not be doing the anocha of the size of a gregress, and you're going to be potter. So the whole reason that you were chayev before is because the original intent, had you not changed your mind, you would still be chayev. In this case, the original intent, if you don't change your mind, he's not going to be chayev because it didn't swell, it shrank. Oy dilma, or no. Maybe bosa hashta ozlinon. Maybe we always look at now. Is the amount that you have complying, does it conform with the intent you have now? You did an akira in order to eat it. Was there a gregress there? You did an akira or hanocha in the intent of planting. Do you have enough? So at any given time, if either the akira or the hanocha was done with an intent that when you had that intention, you had the right measurement, are you going to be, then you'll be chay or mechayev. And over here, when he lifted it up, he had a full gregress and he was planning to eat it. When he put it down, it's true that he only had half a gregress, but, and because it shrank, but he had intentions of doing zriya, and for zriya it's enough. So at any given point, the measure he had conformed with his intention, and then he's going to be chayev. V'im tim tzuleiman, if you say, bosa hashta ozlinon, or mechayev, that the main thing is that you look at now. You had a certain intention. Are you having enough in your hand that you're going to be chayev? B'sha'as akira and b'sha'as hanocha. And that's all that counts. And as long as the intentions of akira, you have enough in your hand. The intention of hanocha, you have enough in your hand, you'll be chayev. Then what's going to be in this third case? Hoitzi ka gregress le'achila. You lifted up and took out a full gregress worth of food with intentions of eating it. That's fair enough. If I want to do something, if I want to carry something in order to eat it, I need a gregress. I have a gregress. The tzomka, and then it shrunk. I didn't change my mind. So if I would put it down now, I'll be potter, because I don't have now a gregress in my hand. But I didn't put it down. The chazra v'tofcha, and then after it shrank, it swelled up again. Now I have the volume of a gregress. And then I put it down. What's the case here? Mahu, do we say, yesh dichui le'inyan Shabbos? Do we say that since, had I terminated the melacha here, had, after it shrunk, before it swelled up again, had I done the hanocha here, I would have been potur. And therefore, even if afterwards it swells up again and then I do hanocha, it's not a continuation of the original akira. It's as if I have an akira on its own of the right measure without a hanocha, and then I have a hanocha on its own without an akira, because in between, since my intention didn't change, and all along what I wanted was to eat it, and to eat it I need to have a size of a fig. And in the middle there was a few moments, or however long it may have been, where it was not the size of a it was not the size of a gregris. So do we say it's called dichui le'inyan Shabbos? It's as if it's been pushed off the melacha of Shabbos and he's going to be potter. Oy ein dichui le'inyan Shabbos. Or do we say no regarding the halachos of Shabbos? It's not called dichui. You need to have an akira. You need to have an anocha. You have an akira. You have an anocha. Your intentions by the akira was to eat. Your intentions by the anocha was to eat. The size when you did the akira was a gregris. The size when you did the anocha was a gregris. What happened in between doesn't matter. And therefore he's going to be chayev. And the Gemara says, teiku, these are questions we have to let stand. There's no way of resolving it at this point. Continues the Gemara, boya minei rova mirav Nachman. Rova is now asking another question to Rav Nachman. Zorak kezayis chuma lebayis tomei mahu. We know that it's osa to cause a food item which is chuma, which is tohir, it's osa to make it tomei. And if you do make it tomei, then it's very serious. What happens if somebody throws a kezayis of, which is not a gregris, which is much less than a gregris, the size of a kezayis of food, it's truma tahira, he throws it into a home, that the home is tomei, maybe there's a dead person in the same home, the bias is tomei, mahu, what's the halacha? And he did it on Shabbos. Throwing something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, into a home, which is called carrying from one Rosh Hashanah to another, will only be chayev if it's the size of a gregris. But over here, where it's not the size of a gregris, it's only the size of a kezayis, it would seem that even though he's done an avera for making truma tomei, but he's not going to be chayev min ha-teira for doing hoitzah, because he hasn't thrown enough. No, that's the question of the Gemara. Do we say mahu? Says the Gemara, let's understand your question. Lemai, what are you asking about? Ile inyan Shabbos, you're asking about, are you chayev for carrying on Shabbos? Could gregris be inon? Do you not need to have a gregris of a food item before you're chayev for carrying? Ile inyan tuma? And are you asking regarding a chiyuv of tuma? Which means, according to Rashi, Tosfos in a few places argues, but Rashi says, of course the food item becomes tomei, that's not a discussion. The question is, once this item, this food item became tomei, can it then make something else tomei? Because we know that food items can make other food items tomei. We've discussed some of their details early on in the Masechta, we're not going back there now, but food items can make other food items tomei. So are we going to say that the food, this size of a kezayis that was thrown into the house and now became tomei, can it make something else tomei? Says the Gemara, kebeitza oichlin ba'inon. We know there's a rule that a food item will only make something else tomei if itself is the size of a kebeitza, not if it's the size of a kezayis. That's how Rashi understands this, because Rashi assumes that in order for the food item itself to become tomei, we don't need any shiur, even the smallest amount. Says the Gemara, lo'oilom le'inyan Shabbos. Our question was regarding Shabbos. And you asked a good question regarding Shabbos. Carrying from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you need the size of a dried fig. Here we're talking about that he threw just a kezayis. Says the Gemara, kegoin de'ikar pochis mikabeitza eichlin. In the house there was already a food item, which was obviously also tomei, according to Rashi, which was smaller than a kebeitza. And what did he do? V'hai mashlimai lekebeitza. He threw this food item into the house. It now mingled, it merged together with the food that was already there. Now you've got a whole kebeitza of food, which is tomei, in the house. So the question was as follows. Mida mitzarif le'inyan tuma. Do we say, since this kazayis worth of food that was thrown into the house now is combined with the food that was there and is now significant that it can make something else tome, because together all the food item which is tome in the house is now a kabeitza. Mechayev nami le'inyan Shabbos will say that the throwing of this food is also reckoned significant regarding Hilchas Shabbos and is going to be chayev. Oy Dilma, no. Do we say that it's true that regarding Tumah, it was significant? You made the measure of food in the house the size of a kabeitza that can now make something else tomei. But kol le'inyan Shabbos kegregus be'inon. But regarding the halachas of Shabbos, that's insignificant. You need to have the significant size measure of a dried fig before you can be chayev. And that's the question that Rava posed to Rav Nachman. Omale, Rav Nachman answered to Rava, Tnisua. We're going to try and bring proof to this from a braisa we learnt. Abba Shol said as follows. Shtei alechem velechem aponim. If somebody carries shtei alechem or lechem aponim, shiuron bekegregrus. Shtei alechem and lechem aponim are parts of korbonis, the hektish, and they have to be eaten within the proximity of the Beis HaMikdosh, and if somebody carries them from the Beis HaMikdosh, which was a Roshus HaYochid, into Roshus HaRabim, he's going to be chayev like if he carries the size of a gregress. As we know that most food items, one is only chayev if one carries them if they are significant measure, and that is the size of a dried fig. And now Rav Nachman was trying to understand what Abba Shaul said. Va'amai, why is it like that in order to carry, in order to be chayef for carrying on Shabbos, the lechem aponim or the shtei alechem, you need to carry the size of a gregress? Lema, why don't we say, mida le'inyan yoitza, since regarding the halochas, the issa of taking kodshim out from the Beis HaMikdosh, outside the Beis HaMikdosh, b'kazayis, the psul of yoitza is if it's as small as just a kazayis. Le'inyan Shabbos, Nami b'kazayis. And we should say that since there's relevance, the significance to the size of a kazayis regarding the halacha of yoitza, of carrying kochim from Beis HaMikdosh to outside, so too for carrying on Shabbos, it should be just a kazayis. And since the braisa doesn't say that, since Abba Shaul said that in spite of the fact that the issa of yitzia in kochim is a kazayis, regarding the chiyuv of hoitzah on Shabbos, the measure remains a gregress, so too in our case, even though regarding tumah of the truma, the measure is enough because it had significance, because that it made the food, the volume of food in the house, now become the size of a kabeitza, which can now make some other items tomei. Nonetheless, regarding Shabbos, the measure stays a gregress. Says the Gemara, no, you cannot bring proof from the case of the shtei alechem and the lechem aponim to the case of the truma. Hochi hashta. Hosom, over there, mida afke chutz lechoyma sa'azora, if selei b'yetza. The two isurim don't happen simultaneously. When is yichayev for yetza, for taking hektish out of the Beis HaMikdosh, as soon as it leaves the walls of the azora? It's already possible b'yetza. A Shabbos loy mechayev, when is he going to be chayev for carrying on Shabbos? Only ad the mapik le Rosh Hashanah, only when he's going to reach the Rosh Hashanah. There was the border of the Beis HaMikdosh of the Azara wasn't on the Rosh Hashanah. He would have to travel quite a distance and only then reach the Rosh Hashanah, and only then he's going to be chayev. And therefore we say it makes sense that the two shiurim, the two measurements, have nothing to do with each other. And therefore, Shabbos le'mechayev ad mapik le'lo rishus harabim. Hocha, however, in the case of truma, Shabbos v'tuma bahadi hadodi ka'asyon. When does the food item that was less than a shir of a kabeitza, and then you threw the kazayis into this house, when does that food volume become the size of a kabeitza, which is a significant size regarding the halachas of truma and tuma? As soon as it lands, when this kazayis of truma tahira lands onto the rest of those food items. When is ichayev for Shabbos? When it lands, which is the hanocha. And since the hanocha, it's the same hanocha, it's the same moment which sparks the significance of truma and the significance of Shabbos, maybe we should say that the significance of Truma influences the halachas of Shabbos, and he'll be chayav for Shabbos, and he'll be chayav for Shabbos even though he threw in just a kezias. And therefore, you cannot bring proof from Abba Shaul to that case. So Rava asked the question. Rav Nachman tried to prove it from the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. Rava refuted Rav Nachman's proof. And Rabbeinu Chananel says, Hevaloi Ifshet, to the end of the day, the end of the sugya, we don't have a clear resolution to Rava's question. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Chozar v'ichnisoi einei chayev elu kishi'uroi, when he took out whatever he took out that was a much smaller amount than the regular prescribed amount, but it was significant in his eyes when he took it out, and he was chayev, if he then changed his mind and brought it back in, since now it's no longer significant, taking it back in, he's only going to be chayev if he brings back in the prescribed amount and not just the very minimal amount. Says the Gemara, Pshita. That seems to be Poshut. What is the Chiddush? Omar Abaya. Abaya is going to explain as follows. Hocha b'mayo skinon k'goin shezorkoi lo'itza u'mekoimoi nikar. Of course, if he changed his mind explicitly, he's only going to be chayev if he brings back in the prescribed amount. Here we're not talking about that he explicitly changed his mind. All he did was he threw these seeds back into the storehouse, or whatever it was that he took out, he threw it back into the storehouse, or mekoimoi nikar, it's still very clear, distinct, exactly where this item is. But he didn't store it away as we would have thought that he would, if it's still significant in his eyes, this small amount, he should have stored it away, not just thrown it back into the storehouse. But he didn't just throw it back into the storehouse and let it intermingle with everything else. He threw it back, and the place in the storehouse where this small item is still very distinct. Mao de Tema, I may have thought, given the Mekoimoi Nikar, since it's very distinct where this small item is in the storehouse, b'milsa kamaisa koi, it's still considered as if he's setting it aside and he's still giving it value, even though it's a very small amount. Komash malon, so the chiddush of the Mishnah is, midas zorke lo'itza, or since he threw it into the storehouse and he didn't store it away in its own unique storage, bitule botle, it's clear to us that he intends to no longer give significance to this small measure, even though he didn't explicitly make that known, and nonetheless, he's going to be potter if he throws in just this small amount, because he's obviously no longer giving it significance, and the amount that he threw in is too small to be chayev. Continues the next Mishnah. Hamoitzi oichlin, if somebody is taking out food items from his house, which is a Roshus HaYochid, into a Roshus HaRabim, but he doesn't take it out in one shot, lifting it up from his home, putting it down in the Roshus HaRabim, rather than noisnon al haskupa, he puts it onto the threshold outside his house, bein shechozar veitzion, or bein shoitzion achir, irrespective if this person himself then lifts it off this threshold and puts it down in the Roshus HaRabim, or if somebody else lifts it off this threshold and puts it into the Roshus HaRabim, potter, they're going to be potter, mipnei shelo oso melachti bevas achas. In order to do a melacha and to be chayev, you have to do the entire melacha in one go, in one shot. To do the melacha of carrying, of taking out of a yitzah, you have to do an akira in one rishus and a hanocha in the opposite rishus. To do the akira in the rishus hayochid, the hanocha in the rishus harabim. And over here, he did an akira in the rishus hayochid, a hanocha on the askupa, we'll soon see what that is, but it's clearly not a rishus harabim. And then he lifts it off the askupa and puts it into the rishus harabim. He didn't do the whole melacha in one go, and therefore he's potter. Continues the Mishnah. Kupa shehi maleo peiris, a basket that's full of produce. V'nosno ala skupa chitzoina, and he puts it onto this threshold outside his home. Af al pi sheroiv peiris mibachutz, even though most of the produce, let's call it the fruits, the vegetables, we'll soon see exactly what it is, but since even if most of the produce is not on the askufa, is actually outside the askufa, it landed in the Roshus HaRabim, nonetheless, potter is going to be potter, ache yoytzi es kol hakupa, he's only going to be chayev if the entire basket was laid down in Roshus HaRabim. Since over here, part of the basket was put on the Askupa on the threshold, even though most of the basket, most of the fruits, the produce, is in the Roshus HaRabim, it's going to be Potter, and we're going to discuss this at more length in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hai Askupa Mai, what is the halachic definition of this threshold? Ilei Maskupe Roshus HaRabim, are you going to say that this Askupa is a Roshus HaRabim, which means it's less than 3 tvachim, it's almost flush with the ground? Potter, why should he be Potter? Hokom mapik Roshus HaYochid Roshus HaRabim. He lifted it up inside his house, which was Roshus HaYochid. He put it down on the Askupa, which we're saying is Roshus HaRabim. Why should he be Potter? He should be Chayev. Elo, no, it cannot be Roshus HaRabim. Askupa Roshus HaYochid, maybe this Askupa is Roshus HaYochid. It's 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 tvachim wide. It's called Roshus HaYochid. Bain says, how can the Mishnah then continue to say that if somebody then takes the basket from this Askupa and takes it into Roshus HaRabim, he's going to be Potter? Why? They're lifting it off the Askupa, which is Roshus HaYochid, putting it down in the Roshus HaRabim. That's a classic Haitzah. It should be Chayev. Elo says the Gemara, it must be Elo Askupa Karmelis. It must be, it's a Karmelis, which according to the Minat Torah, biblically speaking, it's a Mokim Ptur. You're allowed to carry Minat Torah from a Roshus HaYochid onto this Karmelis and from a Karmelis to Roshus HaRabim. You shouldn't do it Midrabbanon, but that's not our topic now. And this threshold, which is a karmelis, is between 3 tvachim high and 9 tvachim high. It's less than 9 tvachim high, and it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground. It's got no covering over it, and it's wide enough, and there's a discussion about that, but we don't need to go into all the details here. This is not the place. It has the halachic status of a karmelis. Carrying from a Roshus HaYochid into a karmelis will not be chayev. Carrying from the karmelis into a Roshus HaRabim will not be chayev. And hence, all the halachas in our Mishnah are understood. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is as follows, says the Gemara. Tama denoch bekarmelis. The Mishnah wants you to deduce from here that the only reason these halachas are so is because he lifted it up in the Roshus HaYochid and he put it down on this threshold onto the karmelis, and then he lifted it off the karmelis and put it into Roshus HaRabim. Ha loy noch bekarmelis. If he didn't put it down on the threshold, if he lifted it up in the Roshus HaYochid, he walked over the threshold and put it down in the Roshus HaRabim, Mechayev, in that case, is going to be Chayev, because he did an Akira in Roshus HaYochid and a Hanoch in Roshus HaRabim. That's what the Mishnah wants us to deduce from here. And Masnissin to Leuka ben Azai. And then this Mishnah will not follow the opinion of ben Azai. Detanya, because we learnt in a Braisa. Hamoitzi Mechanut, if somebody carries from a store, which is a Roshus HaYochid, Leplatya, into a public plaza, which is a Roshus HaRabim. Derech Sitov, and he passes over the bench area, and this bench area where the stones or the wooden benches are more than 3 tvachim high, it's an area which is not a Roshus HaRabim and not a Roshus HaYochid, and he passes through and over this area, Chayev is going to be Chayev. Why not? He did the Akira in the Chanut, in the Roshus HaYochid. He did the Anocha in the Platya, which is the Roshus HaRabim. The fact that he passed over the Karmelis, that's not a reason not to be Chayev. That conforms with what we just learned in our Mishnah. However, Ben Azai say that since you went over a Karmelis and you didn't go directly from Roshus HaYochid into Roshus HaRabim, Ben Azai says he's Potter, and therefore in the case of our Mishnah, even if he takes this basket from the Roshus HaYochid over the threshold and puts it down in the Roshus HaRabim, since the threshold itself is a karmelis, he will not be chayev. Continues the Gemara. V'kupa shehu meleo v'chulu. Here we're talking about a basket which is full of fruits, and the Mishnah said as follows, that if you put it down onto the threshold, even if most of the fruits, most of the produce are in the Roshus HaRabim, he's potter until Achiyotzi is kol akupa, until he does the Akira in the Roshus HaYochid, and the entire basket was done, a Hanocha was put down in the Roshus HaRabim. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Now, before we continue, let's read the Mishnah again and try and be medaic the Mishnah well. Kupa shi meleo peiris, v'nosno al askupa hachitzoino. That's the case we're talking about. So the Mishnah says as follows: Af al pi sheroiv peiros mibachutz, even though most of the fruits, literal translation, it probably means produce. So even if most of the produce is outside, he's potur. Ache yoytzi es kol hakupa, until he takes out, does anocha on the entire basket. So we're talking here, at the beginning of the sentence, we talk about the fruits, and the end of the sentence, we talk about the box. Really, if it would be going in one theme, the Mishnah should either have said, Apal pi sheroiv peiros bechutz, even though most of the produce is outside, he's potter ache yoytzi es kol hapeiros, until all the peiros are outside, or it should have said, Apal pi sheroiv hakupa mibachutz, even though most of the basket is outside, he's potter achiyotis kol hakupa, until the entire basket is outside. So we're talking about the ptur, we say he's potter even if most of the fruit are outside, and we talk about the chayev, we say he's only chayev when the entire basket is outside. There seems to be some inconsistency here. And let's discuss the Gemara. Let's discuss this halacha in the Gemara. Omar Chizkiah. We're going to see a machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah says as follows: Lo yishonu, this halach of our Mishnah, that if you take a basket of peiros from Rosh Hashayachid, you put it mostly in the Rosh Hashorabim, partially on the askupa, which is a caramelist, that you're potter, that's only true, elo b'kupa meleo kishuin, if the produce, if the peiros in this box are either kishuin, which we could translate as cucumbers, or deluin, which is either pumpkin or gourds, or whatever you call them, but the very long type of vegetable, and therefore, if most of and every single delas or every kishur in this basket fills up the entire area of the length of this basket, and therefore, if most of the basket is in the Rosh Hashanah, but part of the basket is on the askupa, is in the caramelis, there's not a single cucumber or pumpkin that actually made it out into the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore is potter. Because in order to be chayev, you need that any one fruit or vegetable has, or anything significant, has to have done a hoitzah, an entire going out from Rosh Hashayachid or to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa. And since we're talking here about such big vegetables, that's what the Mishnah says, that if even if most of the basket is out, he's not going to be chayev, because a part of every single vegetable did not make it out. We're going to soon see there's halacha that it's called igud. It's a being tied. Anything that's not completely out of the Rosh Hashayachid, or more accurately, anything that's not completely in the Rosh Hashorabim is still considered bound, tied and bound in the original Roshus from where it left. It's only called that it left the original domain if it's entirely in the domain of where it was put down. So that's only if it's maleo kishu nudluin. Aval maleo chardel. If this basket was full of mustard seeds, which are very small, then he's going to be chayev. Because since he put most of the box in the Rosh Hashorabim, and most of the box definitely has many seeds that are in the Rosh Hashorabim. So he did an akira of those seeds in Rosh Hashayachid, a hanoch of those seeds in the Rosh Hashorabim. So there's no reason he shouldn't be chayev. And the fact that they're all in one basket, and we may have thought that the fact that the basket is combining, is somehow putting them all together, maybe none of the seeds are considered out. If part of the basket is still in, we don't say that according to Chizkiah. Almas, we see from Chizkiah's words that Kosova, he holds that Eged, Kli, the binding of the basket itself, the fact that the basket is encircling, is holding all the seeds, loishme eged, that's not a reason, it's not called that everything is combined together, and since part of the basket didn't make it out, it's as if the whole basket is still bound to the Rosh Hashayachid or to the askupa. We don't say that, and therefore if part of the basket is out, then part of the mustard seeds are out, he's going to be chayev. Alma Kosova Igud Kli Loishme Eged. That's Chizkiah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, Afilu Maleo Chardel. Even if this basket is completely full of mustard seeds, nonetheless, potter is going to be potter. Why? Alma Kosova, he holds, Eged Kli Shmei Eged. The fact that it's all in one basket, then the whole thing is only considered as being taken out of the Rishus HaYochid and put into the Rishus HaRabim, is if the whole basket, the basket is what's tying it all together. If the whole basket is in Rishus HaRabim, then you've done HaYitzar. If even just part of the basket did not make it to the Rishus HaRabim, it's as if the whole basket is still anchored in the Rishus HaYochid and he's not going to be Chayev. That's a machlekas, Rabbi Yechanon and Chizkiah. According to Rabbi Yechanon, Igud Kli, according to Chizkiah, Igud Kli, Loi Shmei Eged. According to Rabbi Yechanon, Igud Kli, Shmei Eged. The difference will be if part of the basket, which is containing mustard seeds, is in the Rishus HaRabim and part on the Askupa, on the Karmelis, according to Chizkiah, he's going to be Chayev. According to Rabbi Yechanon, he's going to be Potter. However, everybody agrees that if every particular cucumber or pumpkin or whatever he took out is not entirely into the Rishus HaRabim, if part of each peiros, of each fruit item, if each part of the produce is not entirely in the Rishus HaRabim, that he's not going to be chayav for Yitzhar. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is now commenting that Masnisin, our Mishnah, Deloike Chizkiah Daika, doesn't precisely conform with Chizkiah, who says that Igud Kli Loishme Eged, or Deloike Reb Yechanon Daika, and it doesn't precisely conform with Reb Yechanon, who says Igud Kli Shme Igud. And now the Gemara is going to bring the Diukim that we mentioned before. Chizkiah Loi Daika. Doesn't precisely conform to Chizkiah, because Diktoni we saw in the Mishnah, he's only chayev if he takes out the entire basket. However, if he takes out all the fruits and the part of the basket is still on the askupa, it would seem from the last line in the Mishnah that he's going to be potur. Tama, the whole reason that he's going to be chayev is the kol akupa, if the whole basket itself is in the Rishus HaRabim. Ha kol ha-peiros, if all the fruits are in the Rishus HaRabim, but the basket itself, part of it stayed in the Rishus, in the Mokim Ptur, in the Karmelis on the Askupa, Potter is going to be Potter. Almas, you see from there that Kosova, the Al Mishnah holds, Igud Kli, Shmei Igud, that we do give significance to the fact that it's in the basket is combining everything to be one, and if part of the basket is not out, then nothing is out. He's going to be potur. And igud kli shmei igud, that's not like Chizkiah. Rabbi Yechanon loy daika. And the Mishnah also doesn't seem to conform with Rabbi Yechanon, diktoni, because we saw in the Mishnah a line earlier, as we pointed out before, afal pi sheroiv peirois bachutz, that he's potur, even though most of the produce is in the Rishus HaRabim. Tama derive peiros, the only reason that he's potter is because most of the fruits, or most of each fruit, as we said, is in the Rishus HaRabim. Ha kol peiros, in the event that all the fruits would have landed, or all of any one fruit would have landed in the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be chayev. Afal gav de agido kupo migavoi, even though the basket itself is still bound inside, that means not in the Rishus HaRabim, it's still bound to the Askupa. Nonetheless, he's going to be Chayev. Almas, you see, Kosova, that the Mishnah holds, Igud Kli, Loishme Igud. We're not interested in the Kli. The main thing is that the fruits or the vegetables reach their destination in full. We don't care about the basket. And that's definitely conforming, or it's definitely not conforming, with Rabbi Yechanon, who says igud kli shmei igud. So the Gemara is more or less saying that what we pointed out at the beginning, that the sentence starts with peiros, disregards the kli, which seems to say that igud kli lo shmei igud, we don't care about the kli, and the end of the sentence is you only chayiv if the whole kli, if the whole kupa is out, that seems that we do care about the kli, and the kli is significant and combines everything. You'll only be chayev if the whole kli is out. Says the Gemara of Elokashia. It's all very good that the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yechanon and not Chizkiah, but it must be somebody. It's a contradiction. How can you start saying that the main point is the fruits and we don't care about the kli, and then you finish off saying the main thing is the kli, and it's not enough if the fruits are out. It's a contradiction within the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Chizkia mataref letamei, Rabbi Yechanan mataref letamei. Both Chizkia and Rabbi Yechanan have a way of getting out of it, of explaining our Mishnah, each one according to their opinion. Chizkia mataref letamei. Chizkia himself holds the igud kli, loishmei igud. So the first line in the Mishnah makes sense, that afal pisha roiv peiris bachutz, if most of the fruits or most of each fruit is out, he's potur. When's he going to be chayev? When all the fruits are out. The problem is that the Mishnah doesn't say you're chayev when all the fruits are out. The problem is the Mishnah says you're chayev when the whole basket is out. According to Chizkiah, we don't care about the kupo. So that he's going to explain. What does that mean? We're talking here about a basket which is full of either cucumbers or the pumpkins, and these are very large fruits. So the Mishnah doesn't need the whole basket to be out, but it's practically impossible for any entire cucumber or pumpkin to be out if any part of the basket is still in. And therefore the Mishnah says that these type of fruits or vegetables, the only way is going to be chayev is if the whole basket is out, but not because we need the basket. We only care about the fruits. Aval maleo chardel, but in the event that we would be talking about mustard, nase kemisha hoitzias kol hakupa, but if the basket is full of mustard seeds, then even if you only took out part of the basket, nonetheless is going to be chayev. It's as if the whole basket was taken out and is going to be chayev, and that's Chizkiah's opinion. Rabbi Yechanan mataras letamei. Now it's Rabbi Yechanan's turn to explain the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan says, igud kli shmei igud. So you need that the basket is part of the hoitzah, the whole basket has to be out. So we understand the last words of the Mishnah, that he's only going to be chayev ad sheyotzies kol hakupo, if the whole basket gets taken out. The question is, why does the Mishnah say he's potur, afal pi sheroiv peiris bachutz? Why is the Mishnah talking about the peiris, when the main point here is the basket holding the peiris? Says Rabbi Yechanan, afal pi sheroiv peiris bachutz, v'loi roiv peiris bilvad. Rabbi Yechanan says you have to understand in the Mishnah even more than that. The Mishnah is saying, not only, afal pi sheroiv peiris bachutz, even if most of the fruits are out. And then you have to, in your mind, you have to continue that and say, v'loi roiv peiris bilvad, not only if most of the fruits on the Rosh Hashanah and the Rabbim, el afilu kol peiris, even if all the contents of the basket are in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, nonetheless pot is going to be potter ad sheyotzies kol hakupo, until the whole basket is out, because Rabbi Yechanan says igud kli shmei igud, and that's how Rabbi Yechanan is going to read our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're now going to ask a question against Chizkiah. Hamoitzi kupas haroichlin. If somebody takes out a peddler's box, and this peddler's box was full of spices, v'nosno ala skupa chitoin, and he puts this box onto the threshold outside his house, afal pi sheroiv minin bachutz, even though most of the little sachets or most of the little bundles of spices are in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, nonetheless potter is going to be potter ad sheyotzies kol hakupa, until the whole box is outside in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kosol kodaitoch. And at this point we assume that this is talking about bitzrori, that these are bundles of shredded spices. And since each bundle on its own is in this box, if most of the box is out, we can take it for granted. It's definitely that some of these bundles have actually landed entirely in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And according to you, Chizkiah, the igud kli lo yishmei igud, why should he not be chayev? Says the Gemara, no. So kashya lechizkiah, it's a question. And Chizkiah says the Gemara, omer lecha Chizkiah, Chizkiah is going to answer you as follows. We're talking about a type of spice which are very, very long stems of different types of spices, cinnamon or whatever they are, that are very long. And this is very similar to what we said before with the cucumbers and the pumpkins. If they're very long, then unless the whole basket is out, you can take it for granted that there's not a single piece of spice which is entirely in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore you're going to be potter until the whole basket is taken out, And that way you can be sure that the spices themselves are in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in their entirety. Continues the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye is going to ask a question, this time on Rabbi Yochanan. Hagoinev kis b'Shabbos. If somebody steals a purse on Shabbos, chayev, he has to pay for it. Why not? Of course you should pay. If you steal, you have to pay. So we have to introduce what's going on here. There's a rule, komlei b'derabamine. If a person does a single act which bears in it two punishments, then he's only going to be given the more stringent punishment, and he's not going to be chayev on the more lenient one. Somebody who does gneva, he's stealing at the same time as doing chilul Shabbos. For chilul Shabbos, it's chayev misa. For stealing, he has to pay. Which is worse? Obviously, the misa. So if when stealing, he's also being mechal Shabbos, he should be chayev for Shabbos and will not be chayev for the theft. So says the Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, and he's bringing, this is a brisa, Hagoyin of kis b'Shabbos chayev. He's chayev. Why? Shekvar nischayev b'geneva koydim shiyovoy lidei isa Shabbos. How is a person chayev with a geneva? Going to somebody's house and looking at his purse doesn't make you a ganav. To become a ganav means you acquire it. That you have to do something that is bringing it from the owner's rishus into yours. There's a few ways of doing that. Number one is hagbah. If you just pick it up, if you go into somebody else's house and you pick up his purse, you're going to be chayev. If you don't pick it up, if you drag it along the floor and you take it out of his rishus, you'll be chayev for with meshicha, another type of kinyan. You've acquired it not with hagbah, but with meshicha. Over here, we assume that somebody who steals a purse, he lifts up the purse and he goes out with it. So when does he become a ganav? When does he become a thief? When he picks it up. When's he going to be chayev for Shabbos? When he takes it out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and puts it down. So since he didn't do the two averus at the same time, the two chiyuvim, the gezel, the stealing, and the chil Shabbos wasn't done at the same time, we don't use the rule of komlei b'derabamine. First he picks it up, you're now chayev to pay for what you steal. He's not chayev for Shabbos because you haven't left the house yet. Now you're going to go out a minute later or 2 minutes later, or it doesn't make a difference how long. Afterwards, you do the chilul Shabbos, you'll then be chayev for the chilul Shabbos. Shekvar nischayev b'geneva, you're already chayev for the seal, for the theft. Koydom sheyovel ideis Shabbos, as soon as you lifted it up, you did hagbah, you're already chayev, even before you did the chilul Shabbos. However, hoyo megarer v'yotze, if you drag the purse out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you're going to be potter. Shari, it's a gneva. How are you doing the stealing? How are you acquiring the purse? By dragging it, which is meshicha. Since the meshicha becomes yours, it's only an act of acquiring once you've left the original owner's home, and that's the time that you're chayev for Shabbos. Since the issa gneva and issa Shabbos, boim ka'achas, they happen at the same time, that's why you're going to be potter for the stealing, because komlei b'derabamine. Says the Gemara now, if you're going to assume, like you Rabbi Yochanan do, that eged kli shmei eged, that in Hilchas Shabbos, and this is unique to Hilchas Shabbos, in Hilchas Shabbos there's a halacha, that if part of the item you're taking out is still anchored in any way to the rishus you're coming from, it's not called, it's landed in the new rishus. And there we saw, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, igud kli shmei eged. If whatever you're carrying on Shabbos is bound by a kli, by a utensil, or anything holding it, then you're only going to be chayev for Shabbos when not only the contents have been taken out, but also the kli itself has been taken out. In Hilchas Gneva and stealing, there's no such condition. So as soon as you've taken out the purse, and we're assuming now that the mouth of the purse is facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which means you're dragging it out, as soon as it's out, as soon as the coins that parallel to where the coins are in the purse have left the domain, have left the rishus of the Bailim, and it's now in the rishus of Rabbim, you're now chayev for Geneva. You're not yet going to be chayev for Shabbos until the entire purse is also left the home, that left the rishus Hayochid. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who say that igud kli, shmei igud, you're only going to be chayev for Shabbos after you're chayev for the geneva. So why should you be potter? The Issa Gneva is before Issa Shabbos, and since they don't happen at the same time, we don't use the rule of Kom Lebi D'Rabbamine. So why does the Braisa say you're potter? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan's going to answer, Ida afke derech piv hochanami. If when you're dragging the purse out, the mouth of the purse is facing out, then you're right. Because as soon as the coins leave the reshus of the owner, leave the reshus hayochid, then the thief is already able to, through the mouth of the purse, take the coins. So it's called that you've stolen the coins. Hocha b'mayaskinon, over here, we're talking about a case, da'afke derech shulov. You're dragging it out and you're pulling it from its outer side. So even when the coins have left the Rosh Hashayochid, since the mouth of the purse has not yet left the Rosh Hashayochid, then the thief himself cannot get hold of those coins yet, because the mouth is still inside the Rosh Hashayochid of the Nignav, of the owner. And if you're doing Mashicha, if you're doing the thievery by dragging, then it's only going to be called that you've done the Geneva when it's in the Rishus of the Ganav, when the Ganav can get hold of it, when it's not in the Rishus of the Nignav, of the original owner. And therefore, when is he going to be Chayev? Only when the mouth of the purse leaves the owner's house. When the mouth of the purse leaves, then the whole purse is out. And again, the Geneva and the Shabbos happen at the same time. That's how Rabbi Yochanan is going to explain that. Asks the Gemara, Va'ika Mokim Chelmo. Even if you drag it out from the underside first, you have a stitch on the underside, and the thief can easily tear that stitch open. So as soon as he's pulled out part of the purse with coins in that part, even though the official opening of the purse is on the inside, but that doesn't mean the thief can't get hold of the coins by tearing it open on the outside. So again, the Iboye Mafkele, the Shokil. He can tear open the seam and take the coins, and then again the Geneva is going to be before the Chilul Shabbos, because Chilul Shabbos will only be when the whole Kli, when the whole purse is out. Answers the Gemara, Benoscha. We're talking about that he didn't steal coins. And the problem is not that you can't get hold of it because the mouth is on the inside, not on the outside. We're talking about that what was in this purse were the silver bars, which are long, and they fill up the entire length of the purse, and therefore, whichever way you pull it out, it's only when the entire purse is out of the home, that's when you've actually done the Geneva. There's no whole coin that's been taken out until the whole purse is out. Says the Gemara, V'kiven de'ika shnotzim, mapiklo ad pumei, Vashori Vashokil Vashnotsin Agidi Migavoi. The Gemara is now asking another question. Even if this pouch, if this purse is completely full from side to side with silver bars, and you're gonna say that that the Chilul Shabbos is when the entire purse is out. When have you done the thievery? When the entire silver bars are out. And that's why it happens at the same time. Says the Gemara, no. Every purse or typical purse has the strings on it, the drawstrings, the strings that you draw the purse closed with, and they are generally dangling out. And if you're pulling the purse, especially if you're pulling it from the underside, then even when the entire purse is out, and therefore all the entire length of the silver bars are out, nonetheless, these dangling strings are still inside. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that igud kli shmei eged, no part of the purse is allowed to still be anchored in the Rishus Hayochid. These strings are still anchored, are still bound, agidi migavoi, inside, and therefore again, the thievery is going to be before the Chilul Shabbos. Says the Gemara, deleka shnotzin, Rabbi Yochanan will say that this Mishnah, this Braisa, is talking about that there were no tags or there were no ties that were dangling from it. V'iboy seimo, and even if you want to say de islay that it did have these strings, u'makarachi lavei, we're talking about the strings were tied round the sides of this pouch, and therefore as soon as the pouch is entirely out, no part of these strings are left inside. That means no part of this strings leaves the home of the Rosh Hashayochid after the entire pouch, And therefore, as soon as the entire pouch is out with these long bars of silver, at that moment, the entire purse is out and the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Chiyuv Gneva happen at the same time, and therefore he's going to be potter from paying. Continues the Gemara. We just saw a machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, if igud kli shmei igud or loy shmei igud. The difference was how they learned the Mishnah. Do we have to say that our Mishnah is talking about kishuin and deluin, which are very long, but in the case of mustard seeds, the Mishnah will agree that even if part of the kli is out, he'll be chayev, which is what Chizkiah holds, because Chizkiah does not regard the kli as being significant. Igud kli loy shmei igud. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, igud kli shmei igud, and therefore, even if it's full of mustard seeds, until the entire box is taken out, he's not going to be chayev. And now we're going to see that Abaya and Rava both were arguing with the same machlokes as Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. V'chein omar Rava, Rava said exactly the same as Chizkiah, and then we'll just read the words, it's the same words as Chizkiah on the Mishnah. We saw it on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Lo yishonu ela bekupa maleo kishuin udeluin, aber maleo chardel chayev al mekasova igud kli lo yishmei igud. So Rava at this point holds like Chizkiah. Abaya Omar, Abaya argues with Rava, and he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, afilu maleo chardel potur al mekasova igud kli shmei igud. That, so we see that Abaya and Rava were arguing exactly with the same words as Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then says, kom Abaya b'shitosei de Rava, kom Rava b'shitosei de Abaya. They reversed their opinions. Abaya held, Abaya changed his mind and held like Chizkiah. Rava changed his mind and held like Rabbi Yochanan. V'romi de Abaya ad Abaya. And we're now going to ask a contradiction from Abaya, who holds like Chizkiah, onto Abaya. And we're going to ask V'romi de Rava ad Rava. We're going to ask a contradiction from Rava, who now holds like Rabbi Yochanan, onto another something else that Rava said, the Itmar. And Rashi points out, and Tosfos stresses it even stronger, that the Gemara knew that the following quotes from Abaya and Rava were said after they changed their minds, because it's no contradiction based on what they said before they changed their minds. All the while that Rava held like Chizkiah and Abaya held like Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be no question. After Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan and Abaya holds like Chizkiah, the following question is going to be asked on them. What's the question? De Itmar, Hamoitzi Peiris L'Rishus HaRabim, if somebody takes produce, fruits, it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, Abaya Omar, Abaya says, Biyad, if the body, if your body is inside the Rishus HaYochid, and you stretch out your hand, your body still stays inside, Chayev, you're going to be Chayev. Bikli, Potor. However, if you take a Kli and you put the Kli, part of the Kli stays inside, and part of the kli is outside in the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be potur. If part of the kli being out means that he's potur, it must be the igud kli, shmei igud. Who holds that? Rabbi Yochanan holds that. And we just said now that Abaya holds like Chizkiah. And here was Abaya who said that bekli potur, and Abaya says that he changed his mind and holds like Chizkiah, that says igud kli, lo shmei igud, he should be chayev. V'rova Omar, Rava says the other way around, biyad potur, that if you take it out with your hand, your body's in the Rishus HaYochid, with your hand you put it into the Rishus HaRabim, then you're going to be potur. Why? Because your body is in the Rishus HaRabim. Your body is still in the Rishus HaYochid. Bikli, but if you take a kli and you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, part of the kli is inside, part of the kli is outside, chayev is going to be chayev. It must be that igud kli, lo shmei igud. And who's saying this? Rava. And this is contrary to what Rava said after he switched his opinion, that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, the igud kli, shmei igud. Says the Gemara, epach. Turn round these two quotes of Abaya and Rava. That instead of Abaya saying, biyad chayev bikli potur, and Rava saying, biyad potur bikli chayev, say it the other way round, and then Abaya will conform with Chizkiah, and Rava will conform with Rabbi Yochanan, and there will not be any contradiction. Now the Gemara is asking, okay, so we've taken care of the kli part. Biyad chayev. We're saying now that what was initially Abaya who said that biyad, if your body is in the Rishus HaYochid, your hand is out in the Rishus HaRabim, then initially we said, Abaya said, and now we know it's Rava, that biyad is chayev. You'll be chayev. You took something out, you're holding it in your hand, you put it entirely into the Rishus HaRabim, even though your body's inside, you're going to be Chayev. And this seems to be to contradict the very first mission of Maseches Shabbos. Votnan, we learn to the very first mission on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Shabbos. Poshat Balabayis Es Yodoy, if the owner of the house who's standing in the Rishus HaYochid, he puts out his hand, Lechutz, to the Rishus HaRabim, with something in it. V'not ala oni mitoicha, and the oni, the poor person who's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, takes the food item, or whatever it is, from the hands of the Balabayis, and he puts it down. Or if the poor person takes his basket and puts it into the hands of the Balabais, and the Balabais takes it into the house, they're both potter. And here we're asking, if you say that b'yad is chayev, that if somebody's standing in Rosh HaYochid and he's holding something in his hand and he puts his hand into Rosh HaRabim, he's chayev, because even though his body's inside, his hand did a haitzah, then in that case, if the Balabayis is holding the bread in his hand and he's putting it out into Rosh HaRabim, why do you say Shnei Pturim? The Balabayis should be chayev. Says the Gemara, no, it's a very fundamental difference between the two cases. Hosom l'maylom megimel. Over there, in the case of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, then his hand is above three tvachim off the ground, so it's not called hanocha. It's not called he put it down in Rosh HaRabim, so he's not going to be chayev. Hocha, but in this case here, we're talking about lemato megimel, talking about that it's lower than three tvachim, less than three tvachim off the ground, and therefore we say lovud, it's as if he's done a hanocha on the ground. And then he says that even though the body is in the Rosh HaYochid, since his hand with whatever he's carrying went into Rosh HaRabim to lower than Gimel Tfachim, it's called the Hanocha, and he's going to be Chayev. Nemir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.